What's your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, that is so Sagittarius.
I put the gem in Gemini.
Please, that is such a Leo thing.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to the Ninth House, what I like to call the Relatable Astrology Podcast, where I discuss topics in astrology and share my insights on how you too can use astrology to step into your personal power. What's up, my astrology people, and welcome back to the Ninth House. I hope you guys are all having a good day today. I myself am feeling full of energy, super happy. I feel like I've just come back to life. Spring is finally here. It's been so long awaited. It's been a long, cold, deadly winter with COVID and curfews. Anyways, all this to say that my mood is literally off the walls and we are going to have a good episode. So today is the third episode of my Sun Sign Zodiac mini-series, and hopefully you guys have been following along and already know what this series is about, but if not, it's okay. Let me explain. In this mini-series, I go over basically the five main building blocks of each of the zodiac sign's personality, one episode at a time. In this mini-series, I go over basically the five main building blocks of each of the zodiac sign's main personality traits. And on an astrological point of view, I give you guys what each zodiac sign's purpose is in this lifetime. And just to be clear, this doesn't mean your personal purpose. It means the purpose of your zodiac sign, and therefore will explain why it is in your nature to be the way you are depending on what zodiac sign you fall under. As well as I'm going to be giving you guys what lesson each sign is here to teach us. And of course, I will be adding my two cents in, giving my advice to each of the signs on how to use their strengths and weaknesses to their advantage. And following the order of the zodiac, since we are on episode 3, the third sign of the zodiac is Gemini. Hello, my Geminis. Today is all about you. As always, we start with the basics and make sure that we are all on the same page. So, when looking at a sign's personality traits, there are five main points to look at. Five main building blocks to their personality. What are these five main points, building blocks? They are, number one, the house that it's in. Number two, its element. Number three, its modality. Number four, its ruling planet. And number five, its symbol, of course. So for Gemini, being that they are the third sign of the zodiac, they hold their place in the third house. Gemini falls under the element of air, and mutable is its modality. Its ruling planet is Mercury, and its symbol is the twins. So now that we got all our information round up, let's just break this down piece by piece so that we can all understand exactly what each of these five building blocks mean for the Gemini. So looking at our first point, which is the house that it's in, Gemini is in the third house, and the third house is known as the house of communication. It's the house of active learning and our mind and our way of thinking, of processing information, of writing and speaking and reasoning. And it is also considered the house of siblings, short trips, and community. So this is our first indicator of Gemini's personality traits. So Gemini, being native of the third house, means that they are natural communicators. They not only love to talk, but they're really good at it. And this is where the Gemini gets their reputation for being so talkative and seem to always know everything about everything. The third house is the house of the mind, meaning that the Gemini are highly intelligent, and mixed with their communication skills, they make for very, very witty people. They are stimulated by people who can keep up with their active minds. You know, they're constantly learning something new and sharing it with the world, whether it's something that they read in a book, saw in a documentary, or learned firsthand. A Gemini is always gathering information and ready to deliver it to whoever is around them, whoever is willing to hear. And that includes the latest gossip that's going around. Yes, Geminis are known for their gossipy tendencies, but it's not because that they are ill-intentioned, but rather it's because that they see this as gathered information, and so they must share it. As soon as there's information that comes to the Gemini, they must share this information. They are the messenger. They are the communicator. And so this is how Gemini is. They gather information and they share information. Equal and opposite reactions. They take in and they give out. And that's just how that they are. And this is why they can never stop talking, basically. And so Gemini is here to use their minds to properly communicate with with others around them. And you know, we are all blessed with this amazing thing called a brain, and this brain helps you collect information, process it, and redistribute it to the world. Everyone on this earth is here to learn from one another, and we all have something to share and something to learn. And in this exchange of information through communication, it allows us to make progress and to make advancements in the world. And so Gemini knows just that. And that's why they are always communicating the new and innovative information of the minute. And the next point to consider when looking into a Gemini's personality is their element. And their element is air. So just like air, you know, it's intangible, it's swifty, it's a little bit everywhere. So the element of air is considered one of consciousness and communication and of freedom to grow and flow. Just as air is everywhere, it cannot be contained. It's not just in one particular spot. The air element has a need for space and freedom. Just like the expression, the winds of change, the air element is here to bring about new ideas and expansion of consciousness. Air is swift moving, changeable, and self-aware. And so this is our second insight into Gemini's personality. Being of the air element, Geminis are often changing their minds, changing their clothes, changing their jobs, even changing their partners. The Gemini wants to grow and to learn, and once that they have taken what they needed to learn from a certain situation or person, they move on. And they move on really quickly too. Again, just like air itself, Gemini do not like to stay in one place for very long. This is why the Gemini is not so emotionally driven. I mean, why bother dwelling in our emotions when there is so much to learn, people to see, and things to do? Gemini is a social creature. They will rarely be found home or alone. You know, they have a lot of friends and they're always out and about. They're always learning and growing and communicating and expanding their consciousness and the consciousness of all of us as a collective. For a Gemini, life is endlessly changing, and we need to learn to embrace new information, new ideas, new concepts in order to grow our consciousness. And so this is why the Gemini is not so rigid and likes to go with the flow, because they're moving with the current times always. So now moving to our third point of reference, our third building block, our third layer into the Gemini personality, and that's its modality, which its modality is mutable. So I've mentioned this in the other episodes, but I'm going to continue to do it throughout each episode because I just want to make sure that everybody knows what the word modality means, since it does not seem to be a common term. So modality, think of the word mode, you know, when you're on mode, off mode, sleep mode. Mode is simply a state of being, a state in which you're in naturally. And so for the Gemini, its modality, its natural state of being is mutable. So what does mutable mean? The mutable modality, as the name suggests, it makes for someone who is very changeable, meaning that you adapt to various situations and circumstances easily. You can even adapt your way of communicating to this person that you're interacting with. You're changing your persona as a way to adapt to your environment. You know, you're flexible in nature, not flexible as in gymnastics, but, you know, as in go with the flow, you know. As a mutable sign, you are the mediator of change. So with this modality, Gemini is not only filled with knowledge and strong communication skills, but also is given the ease and flow to talk to pretty much to anyone from any walks of life. A Gemini is so adaptable that they can engage in conversations about any topic. And that's what makes them so good at making connections with people around them. You know, they adapt to who they're talking to and what is their interest. So they go with it. You know, it doesn't matter what your interests are. A Gemini will always find a way to add to the conversation, even if it means changing their interactive styles to better fit yours. This is what a Gemini does. They mutate. They form themselves, they match themselves to whoever they're talking to at the minute. And this is also the reason why Geminis are so fun to be around, because they can adapt to any kind of fun and run with it. You know, they're always down for an adventure. Now let's have a look at our fourth indicator or building block or layer or whatever you want to call it into Gemini's personality, and that is its ruling planet, Mercury. Oh, Mercury, Mercury, Mercury. If you guys have listened to my first episode, then you know my love-hate relationship with Mercury. But don't get me wrong, Mercury is an amazing planet. Just only when it's not in retrograde. But that's besides the point. So Mercury is the planet of communication, put in very general terms. Mercury rules how you make sense of the world, how you formulate ideas, your communication style, your sense of humor, quirkiness of thought, how you use your analytical mind, messages and contracts. Mercury is the planet of Hermes. You know, Hermes in Greek mythology was the messenger of the gods. So again, messages, communication, information. This is what a Gemini embodies. So once again, Gemini being ruled by the planet of communications is an emphasizer of Gemini's communication abilities. This is why it is literally impossible for a Gemini to shut the fuck up. And I don't mean this offensively, of course, but if you have ever met a Gemini, then you know what I'm talking about. They are quite chatty. But even though a Gemini is always talking, they are never saying bullshit. Don't underestimate the intelligence of a Gemini and their capabilities to outsmart you. Being ruled by Mercury gives Gemini the advantage of having an analytical mind with a really quick tongue to serve you if needed. But having such a quick-witted mind isn't the only advantage for Gemini when winning an argument, but also when it comes to getting their way. Gemini are very good at using their words into manipulating situations in their favor. And I know manipulation has a bad connotation to it, but when I say manipulate, I simply mean that they have the influence needed to persuade someone in one direction or another. You know, a Gemini mind is constantly active, that is always five steps ahead of the game, and they are able to anticipate your response, your rebuttal, and how to get you exactly where they want you. It's not that they are manipulative, it's simply that they are highly intelligent, and even if you may think otherwise, don't be fooled. If you have ever met a Gemini that doesn't seem to be mentally alert, that's because that's what they want you to think. And this is also why Gemini has a difficulty expressing their emotions. They're so consumed by their mind that there seems to be little to no room for emotions, or at least the very deep ones. And sometimes this can be an issue in intimate relationships for a Gemini to match up with someone who is, you know, of a more emotional nature. But for Gemini, it's all about using the gift of our mind and to be curious and to learn and to communicate openly about what they have to share with the world, you know. They're showing us to not be afraid to strike up a conversation with a stranger. You know, you might learn something, and when you learn something, you grow. And when you communicate, you help others grow. And so that's what Gemini is focused on. And finally, for our last layer into the Gemini's personality is their symbol, the twins. And the twins are symbolic for duality, which in this world, we all know that we live in a world of duality. Everything has a yin and a yang, a black and a white, a yes and a no. You know, there's always a positive and a negative. This is a female and a masculine. This is just the world we live in. There's always a duality, up, down, hot, cold. Okay, you guys get the point. And so this is where the Gemini can get a reputation for being two-faced. But in reality, they're not two-faced. They are simply inhibited by a dual nature personality. This dual personality can present itself in many different ways, and it's not simply restrained to, you know, good and evil. A Gemini duality can be expressed by being seen as this nerdy brainiac at work, but then this superstar, hilarious, center of attention person when they're outside of work. You know, that's an example of a duality that a Gemini can present. You know, a Gemini could be this super serious boss in the day, and then this super playful kid at heart at night. This is just an example. You know, there are many ways in which the duality can be expressed. Another example is, you know, a Gemini can be feeling very involved and deeply attached to someone or something, and then, you know, all of a sudden become completely unbothered and detached, because the Gemini is represented by the symbol of the twins. Geminis go back and forth between their inner duality with ease, you know, which is why Geminis are so unpredictable. You know, how having the twins symbolizes the Gemini's need for company. The twins are never alone, you know. They're, you know, that no matter what, there's always another one of you out there. And so for the Gemini, having the twins symbolizes that they do not like being alone. They feel best when in company of others. They thrive in social settings. And so these are the five main building blocks, layers, aspects, all of that good stuff to the Gemini's personality. And now that we've broken them down, we can understand what each of them mean individually. But, you know, to get a better understanding of the Gemini's personality, let's kind of all put this together into some little Gemini storyline. And so it goes like this. Geminis are said to be the chameleons of the zodiac. They are versatile and can easily adapt to any environment. Expressive and quick-witted, the Gemini knows just what to say and when to say it. They are children at heart and have a quirky side to them. Due to their incredible verbal abilities, Gemini is a huge flirt. However, not always with the intention to take it any further, but for the simple thrill of flirting. Their high level of intelligence makes it easy for them to manipulate situations in their favor. They are playful and extremely curious, constantly feeling that there is not enough time to learn and experience everything they want, which gives them a nervous and fidgety demeanor. Geminis thrive in social settings. They always have the latest gossip or is about to get it. They are always ready for an intellectual challenge and won't stick around very long if you have failed to keep their restless mind's attention. A Gemini's mind can be so restless that they scatter themselves. They want to be everywhere at the same time. They suffer from serious FOMO, fear of missing out. Although Gemini are often misinterpreted as being two-faced, in reality, Gemini simply have very fleeting emotions. One minute they like blue, and the next thing you know, they've changed their minds and they like green. Gemini should always be more aware of their more challenging personality traits as they are prone to inconsistency. Geminis have a short attention span, which makes them jump from one project to another, one partner to another, and one job to another. They are so often changing that they find it difficult to stay consistent or committed. Also, they have difficulty expressing themselves emotionally. They will need to learn to open up on a deeper level to those close to them rather than always dismissing everything with humor and wit. And so that's the general vibe of a Gemini's personality. And so what have we learned so far? What can we see? Well, really, we can see that Gemini is the embodiment of communication. You know, we can see that they're really fast thinkers, fast talkers. You know, they're really quick-witted, and it's in their nature to, you know, always desire constant stimulation. And, you know, if you really want to impress a Gemini, you know, talk to them about something that they've never heard of before. Educate them on something. They will love you for it. We can also see that the Gemini, with the mutable modality, they have a very changeable nature. And with the air element, we can see that this adds on, this emphasizes their changeable nature as well as adds a desire for freedom. We know that Geminis are playful and, you know, that more than any other sign, they love the company of others. So yeah, that's the general overview of the Gemini's personality. So now, let's look at the purpose of Gemini in the zodiac, because yes, all zodiac signs have a purpose and are here to contribute to the world in their own way and is here to teach us a lesson. So the purpose of the Gemini is to be the messenger of the zodiac, the information seeker and deliverer. To provide us with the information and knowledge of the world so that we can integrate new ideas and new concepts to accomplish our goals. And so if you've been following along the progression of the Zodiac series so far, you see that where the Aries initiates, the Taurus builds, and then the Gemini provides the necessary thought process and information needed to execute. As the sign of communication, Gemini's purpose is to keep the world and society in touch with each other and with what is happening. Gemini is constantly shifting from one perspective to another, knowing the duality of life and sharing it with us. And that's what Gemini is here to teach us, that we must all face our inner duality and balance and to find balance between the two. However, Gemini often gets criticized for this and are often referred to as being two-faced, which will be the Gemini's challenge in this lifetime. You know, Gemini must learn to bridge the opposites within, the light and the dark, intuition and reason, mind and emotion, spiritual and material. Geminis should overcome their temptation to engage in everything that they're interested in, only to completely detach from it moments later. Gemini needs to be diligent with where they invest their time and energy, as it may result in a waste of your energy, Gemini, and it might lead you to, you know, lose connections to yourself. Geminis, they need to uncover the inner skills that can help them transform the world around them, rather than trying to transform the world around them through accumulating outside experiences. And so, yes, it is good to seek knowledge to seek the knowledge of the world, but it is equally important to seek what lies within. Gemini, you are so caught up in connecting with the world around you that you forget to connect to the world inside of you. For Gemini to stop living in the chaos of searching for new interests, they must overcome their fear of boredom and learn to fully commit to whatever it is that they're engaged in at any given moment. Otherwise, the Gemini's hope for more exciting opportunities elsewhere will always hinder their spiritual evolution. You know, a Gemini is so connected to their minds and need to find balance with their emotions. By rejecting emotions, Gemini are left with a shallow approach to life, which stands in their way of their personal growth. And so here's where my advice comes in, where my two cents comes in. So here's my advice to you, Gemini. Here's my little two cents. So because you have such an overactive mind, you are perpetually engaging in multiple things at once and overexhausting yourself physically and mentally. So I recommend that you take a moment to meditate regularly. I know this is probably the last thing that you would ever be caught dead doing, but seriously, guys, my Geminis, listen to me. Taking a few moments, even just 5 minutes, 1 minute, whatever fucking minute you want. Honestly, guys, I'm telling you, just 1 minute, 5 minutes to just calm your mind, to ease your thoughts and give space for you to just be present and aware of yourself and how you're feeling and what's going on. And it's the greatest way to help you stay connected to yourself, you know? It's so easy to lose ourselves in the chaos of the world, especially for you, Gemini, as you are a sponge to this chaos, you know? So when you're constantly overwhelmed with incoming information and processing and redistributing, your brain can have a burnout. And this is no joke. Like, I personally know a Gemini who suffered from a mental breakdown because of this. So it is essential not only for your spiritual and personal evolution, but it's important for your health, period. So meditate. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 hours, whatever the fuck works for you. But just know that a little goes a long way. So meditate, my dear little Geminis. As hard and as weird as this is going to feel in the beginning, this will help ease your busy minds. And so that's what completes the Gemini episode of this Zodiac Sun Sign mini-series. But before I let you guys go, I wanted to share with you guys some Gemini celebrities so that you guys have some relatables in your life. So the list is Natalie Portman, Mary-Kate and Ashley, James Charles, Donald Trump, Kanye West, Johnny Depp, Marilyn Monroe, Angelina Jolie, Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, Morgan Freeman, Shia LaBeouf, Lucy Hale, and Peter Dinklage, Tyrion Lannister. Don't we just love him? Sorry, I had to throw that one in there. Like, he's just my fave. So yeah, that's your Gemini energy for you guys in terms of celebrities. You can go look them up and you can see who your Gemini brothers and sisters are. And so that's it for today's third episode of my Zodiac Sun Sign mini series. I really hope that you guys enjoyed it. I hope that you guys enjoyed learning more about Gemini, and hopefully you've learned something new. So next episode, we are going to have a look at Cancer Sun Signs. So stay tuned for that coming up. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if you have a minute to do so, I would kindly appreciate you leaving a rating and a review. Also, if you wish to message me privately, you can always send me an email or a DM on Instagram at the Ninth House Podcast. My email is listed in the show notes below. I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you lots. Bye, guys.